Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, they will be joining us, as a matter of fact, tomorrow night in concert, the Special Consensus and one of the founders of that group, Greg Cahill, joining us. How are you today, Greg?
I am mighty fine, Kevin. Everything's good.
Good. Glad to hear. Now you guys are going to be here. You're on the road, but where's home base for the Special Consensus?
Well, theoretically, it's still a Chicago area. That's where the band started, and I still live here, but I'm the only one who lives here. A couple of the guys live outside of Nashville, and one of the guys lives over in Topeka, Kansas.
All right. Well, now you spread out like that, but at one time were you all together that you've come together as a group?
Well, you know, these days, since about the 90s, you know, the band started way back in 1975, and people would relocate to Chicago to be in the band until about the mid-90s. And then by the late 90s, and from then on, it didn't matter where you live, because we travel so much. We're playing every week. Sometimes we go out for a week or 10 days. Sometimes it's just a couple of days, like this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we just all circle up. We leave our little our minibus in Nashville, and either we meet there, I fly there, and our mandolin player, Rick Ferris, flies from Kansas, and we meet there, or they come and pick us up. Depends on which way we're going, you know.
All right. Now, you are the founder of the group way back in 1975, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wow. Now, there's been other members of the group. Has it been kind of an evolution of the group, or do you have some who have been with you from the start?
Yeah, pretty big evolution, actually.
Okay.
I think our guitar player, the newest member who's been in the band about a year and a half, is number 41. So.
Wow, all right. 41 in the group consists of how many members at any one time?
Just four of us.
Okay.
Just four.
You guys are a bluegrass band. Is there any style of bluegrass, or do you kind of cover it all?
Well, you know, we kind of try to keep a somewhat traditional sound, but we bring in a lot of original material that either the guys in the band write, or we get from some of our Nashville songwriter friends, and we always include a gospel song or two and a swing song or two, and just try to mix it up, and hopefully there'll be something for everyone in the audience.
Well, obviously there's something for everyone, because you guys have done very well. Now, you just put out your 16th album last year, called Scratch Gravel Road, and it was nominated for a Grammy, wasn't it?
It was, and we didn't win, but we got to go to the Grammys, and it was a wonderful experience. We had a great time.
I'll bet. Now, was that your first ever Grammy appearance?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I'll bet. Now, it had to be an experience. You know, they always say just being nominated is almost as good as winning the award. And was that how it was for you guys to get that kind of recognition?
It truly was, you know. And of course, the world of bluegrass music, the touring bands, isn't, and relatively speaking, all that large.
Yeah.
So we all knew each other, all the bands, and we saw each other there, and everybody was supportive. So it really, you know, it was just being nominated and being able to go there that was the thrill.
All right. Now, you're coming to Taos tomorrow night. Is this your first appearance in northern Michigan, or have you been to northern Michigan before?
You know, we've been there quite a few times over the years, and we, in fact, did do a concert in Taos, but it was a long time ago. I think probably, oh boy, at least 10 or 15 years ago, something like that. Yeah.
Well, I know Gary Nelke always does a great job bringing in acts, and we're excited to get to hear some great music from you guys. But you've traveled, you know, we were talking, you stop in South Bend before you come to Taos, but you've been outside of the United States. You've really been on a world tour, haven't you?
We have. We go to England and Ireland and sometimes Scotland biannually since the early 90s. And so this was our year. We were there. We spent most of January over in Ireland and England. And we go to mainland Europe pretty much every other year, sometimes even more often than that. And we've been to South America, and we go to Canada, and just kind of make the rounds.
Is the show any different, you know, when you're on the road, when you're overseas or you're up in Canada? Are the audiences different? Do you play a different style of music? Or do you find that just about no matter where you go, bluegrass is bluegrass?
I'd say the latter.
Bluegrass.
Yeah. We pretty much do our same show in the same style. The thing that I found interesting is, hey, we've got many friends over in Ireland now, especially in England.
Mm.
And over the last maybe 10, 15 years, we've definitely noticed a change in that there are a lot of bluegrass bands over there now, and even some of the people who play bluegrass don't even play the Celtic music. They just play bluegrass.
Play bluegrass.
So it sort of rubbed off. I think they kind of see it as, you know, their influence on our music coming back to them.
Sure.
And it's true, you know, a lot of the Scotch-Irish fiddle tunes are part of the bluegrass repertoire, and a lot of the singing kind of.
Sure. There, so. Well, we're looking forward to the show. It's tomorrow night, Taos United Methodist Church Family Center. Showtime is at 7:30. The doors open at 7. Tickets are still available. They're $15 each, which is a steal to get some great music from a Grammy-nominated group. Get them at Nordic Sports in East Taos or at the door tomorrow night. And we're looking forward to some high energy. Greg Cahill, the leader of the group, The Special Consensus. And Greg, before I let you go, where did that name come from? It's an unusual name, and I've had people calling on my radio show going, what does it mean?
Well, it's sort of a two-edged thing here. One is that when we all got together playing, we were all college or graduate students and playing different types of music. I came from the folk world.
Okay.
And, so it was a special consensus. We were kind of learning the music and playing the music together with different influences. And the other thing is, there was a book by a guy named Carlos Castaneda way back when, and he studied with the Yaqui Indians, and they were a very spiritual group. And when they came to the point of really practicing their religious ceremony, special consensus was kind of the state where all the positive things in the earthly world met up with the positive things in the spiritual world. It was just a very good place to be.
I love it.
We thought that would be a good name because we thought we love bluegrass music and thought, yeah, this is a good thing.
It works. Now we know. The Special Consensus tomorrow night, 7:30 is a showtime. And founding member of that group, Greg Cahill. Greg, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today, and we'll look forward to a great show tomorrow night.
I can't wait. It'll be a real fun. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.